The plan would require dietitians to have a certain amount of experience and pass a national standardized exam to get licensed in Wisconsin. Backers say it would make doctors more likely to refer patients to dietitians and make insurance companies more likely to cover their treatment. Linda Edwards is a dietitian and a past president of the Wisconsin Dietetic Association. She says this plan won't keep anyone from giving diet advice, but it's important to let consumers know where it's coming from.
While there's no doubt many of these alternative practitioners possess valuable knowledge, they typically do not have a formal education in food or nutrition science. However, it's common for alternative practitioners to hold degrees from online diploma mills.
But that idea bothers many who call themselves nutritionists, nutritional consultants, or natural health practitioners. Karen Hurd gives patients nutritional advice at a practice in Fall Creek, but she says it's often different than what's advocated by doctors and hospitals.
We have many excellent qualified individuals in the state of Wisconsin that don't hold a registered dietitian degree because we choose not to. That is not the form of nutrition care that we want to advise people to do.
Hurd views traditional dietitians as an arm of the mainstream healthcare industry and worries that if they're licensed and she's not, she'll go out of business. Sponsors insist Hurd and others won't be prohibited from doing what they're doing now. They just won't be licensed unless they meet the benchmarks in this bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.